Outside of Kingsbury Hall, the location of Wednesday's vice presidential debate, many groups of demonstrators gathered, including a group of elderly Biden supporters who are frustrated with what they view as Trump supporters disregarding their safety.
They're not wearing masks, and that is very scary.
That's one bad thing.
Very scary. So
and,
it's your turn.
And they basically don't care that they're not wearing a mask. I said I would appreciate it if you would wear a mask. And their answer was indecipherable, but it was not kind.
Kathy Fitzgerald and her husband, Gene, say their group doesn't know how both groups could come together.
And you have to agree on what is reality. I have a brother who's a Trump supporter, and we don't even agree on what reality and truth are. And if you can't start there, I don't know where you start.
On the other side, Josh Fassenbender says they receive a lot of hate because of their conservative beliefs and have even lost friends.
I'm voting for Trump because, well, he's done a lot for the country in the last couple of years. He's lowered unemployment, he's done a lot for the economy, and he's done what's best for the working class people, and that's what we are. And he's continuing to help us, and I believe he's going to do it another 4 years.
And when it comes to unity, Brandon Chapman says they believe Trump has helped bring the country together through supporting American freedoms.
4 more years of Donald Trump really can bring more unity to the country. If he has 4 more years and they see how he handles the rest of the coronavirus, how he handles all these riots and everything, how he's going to take care of our rights and our freedoms, he's going to take care of the American people, I think that will eventually bring more unity. Hopefully people will start to see that that good that Donald Trump's going to do, and then we'll be more united.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.